Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And I'm back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining me this evening. Just 6:21 p.m. On a Tuesday evening. Well, auto sales numbers are out today. Some good news, some bad news. And once again, to break down all the numbers and figure it out, I'm joined by Michelle Krebs, Senior Industry Analyst for Edmunds.com. Michelle has over 25 years of experience covering the automotive industry. Certainly knows what she's talking about. Michelle, thanks for joining us this evening.
Glad to do it.
You know, we've talked a few times. I should have asked you before, with all the knowledge you have about cars, what kind of a vehicle do you drive yourself?
Oh, well, see, I get to drive a different vehicle all the time, so because I'm always test driving cars. So,
I have
a domestic and an import.
I
spread the wealth.
No kidding. So you'd prefer not to even identify your favorite vehicle, perhaps?
Well, and do we drive our favorite vehicle? I don't drive my dream car.
Right, most of us don't. So these numbers, Chrysler, I know apparently had the best month of the bunch, a 20% increase in sales for April, best numbers the company's had in 4 years. What's driving this Chrysler craze?
Well, we're trying to figure that out because, you know, part of it is that, you know, Chrysler had such, it was slow to come out of the chute after the bankruptcy, didn't have a lot of new products. So then it got started rolling last year, especially after the first Super Bowl ad, the M&M ad. And then, you know, it's continued, after the Clint Eastwood halftime ads at Super Bowl. So, and, you know, they have some new product. They've spruced up some of their older product. The real test will come when they come out with new models that are based on Fiat, which we will be seeing in the next month or so.
Were their numbers depressed last April, and that's why they're up so much this?
Actually, no, not last April. They started to gain last year. So they've been really, you know, increasing over the past year.
So these commercials might actually be having an impact.
Right. I think some of it has to do with the fact that initially people weren't sure that Chrysler was going to really survive. And I think now, with the advertising and with the success, people are convinced, and so they're willing to buy a Chrysler and feel comfortable that the company will stand behind it.
Now, GM sales down 8%. Meanwhile, the company's forecasting the full-year sales at between 14 and 14.5 million. That's an increase for the full-year forecast. But in terms of this drop in April, what's behind that?
Well, they're lowering their fleet volume. That has a lot to do with it. But, you know, the Buick division's struggling. Every model was down. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Cadillac is in rebuild mode. They're eliminating a lot of their previous models, and they are awaiting the launch of two new ones, one the smaller ATS, which is at the bottom end, and then the bookend to that, the XPS, the larger flagship sedan. So those aren't on the market yet, so in the meantime, you know, Cadillac's struggling. GMC had a good month based on Sierra pickup truck sales.
I was going to say, some of the Lansing-made vehicles took quite a hit. The three crossovers made here at the Delta Township plant, the Chevrolet Traverse down almost 20%, GMC Acadia down 12%, Buick Enclave fell over 4%. Any reason why all three of these are down significantly?
Well, one, they're getting a little aged, and some new versions are coming, spruced-up versions are coming, but they're not here yet. And I think they're getting hurt by high gas prices. They aren't the best in terms of fuel economy, and I think people are looking at other vehicles that get better fuel economy.
I'm talking to Michelle Krebs, a senior industry analyst for Edmunds.com. I guess to round it off, we have Ford. U.S. sales slipped 5% versus last year in April. Anything particularly interesting about this Ford sales numbers?
Well, you know, we expected this with Ford because Ford is about to is making some switch over of its very high-volume vehicles. First up is the new Ford Escape, so they're winding the old one down and ramping the new one up, and we'll see the same thing happen with the Ford Fusion. And when you take out, you know, big-volume models like that, you take a hit. But, you know, but you also gain once those new models are on the market because the market, you know, consumers tend to like whatever's the newest and best.
Overall, when you look at the sales numbers for the big three for the month, is this good news, bad news, or really hard to tell?
No, I think for overall for the whole market, it was a pretty darn strong month. We had less Well, look, we had the 2% increase of sales over last year, but if you look at it, we had fewer selling days this April. We lost a weekend because of the way the calendar fell, and those last weekends of the month tend to be big sales months. So we're expecting, I think we're tallying all the numbers, it's going to come in at about a $14.5 million seasonally adjusted rate, and that's very good. And we expect for the year we'll be, you know, about that 14.4, 14.5 million vehicles sold this year. So, it was a reasonably strong month.
Now, when you look at the larger picture, China obviously a major sales market, but I know in Europe now, beyond their financial crisis, they're also expecting to potentially buy nearly a million fewer cars and light trucks this year. How much of an impact does that really have on automakers, specifically the big three?
It definitely does. I mean, General Motors has been losing money on Opel for a dozen years, and they are in the throes of trying to figure out what to do with that. If you recall, before bankruptcy, they thought about selling it, and then they decided not to. Ford, you know, has operations in Europe that are losing money, and Chrysler's carrying the load for Fiat because Fiat's losing money. Italy's in bad shape. So, it's interesting how the tide has turned because it's North America that's carrying the day for everybody.
I mean, is that a major concern? Because clearly, at least the financial crisis in Europe is not going to end anytime soon.
Well, I think it's a major concern in terms of, is it going to spill over here? And so far, we don't see evidence of that. It just puts a lot of pressure financially on the automakers because they're not making money there. I mean, China's still doing well, but, you know, Europe is really in a mess, and we don't know when that'll come out of it. But so it doesn't affect our market so much as it affects the financial health of the automakers.
And the Japanese automakers, I know Toyota saw U.S. sales go up 12%.
Right. Remember where they were last year. They were suffering, they had all those production disruptions caused by the earthquake and tsunami, so they're finally getting back some traction.
I see. Are they at this point back on their feet, and are they faring a little better than the U.S. automakers are?
Well, I think they're gaining. They lost a lot to the. What we're seeing is the American automakers gained market share last year in large part because they had a lot of new product and they had it there at a time that the Japanese didn't have anything to sell, especially Toyota, Honda. Now we're seeing Toyota back in the game, Honda less so, but. Toyota's come out with a new family of Prius. You know, the Prius has been around for a long time, but now they're adding a smaller model and a larger model, and those are just doing super well. So they're gaining back some of the market share they lost.
When these monthly numbers come out, are you ever really surprised, or do you typically have a sense of where they're going to be?
We have a really good sense because we obtain actual sales transaction data. So we don't know that you specifically bought a car, but we know we have information from dealers about their transactions. So we have a really good idea of how many, of what are being sold. We kind of know. We know what incentives are likely to come out at that month. We know, what people are trading in terms of. One of the things that we're noticing is a trend that we've never seen before is the very old trade-ins that are coming in. For every month this year, they've been over 6 years old, which we've never seen before. So we get a lot of that data, so we aren't always surprised. Sometimes we're surprised by, for example, this month Toyota had a lot of fleet sales, making up for the fleet orders that they didn't fill last year. So sometimes those things will throw off our numbers, but we're pretty close every month.
Michelle Krebs, Senior Industry Analyst for Edmunds.com. Michelle, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks. And we will be right back to talk about technology. Specifically, now there's a trend of married couples, probably on their way to divorce, spying on each other using all kinds of sneaky technology. You'll find out all about it next. This is 1320 WILS.